A recent experiment by researchers at UCLA found that sixth graders in their study averaged about 4.5 hours a day of screen time outside of school, on laptops, smartphones, iPads, TVs. But that's not the headline. The headline is what happened to the kids when they had their screens taken away. From the NPR education team, Corey Turner explains.
The whole thing started with one simple question.
What if we created an experiment where kids stopped staring at screens and they stared at faces? They looked at people. You know, what would happen to their social skills?
Yelda Uhls was lead author of the study and a senior researcher at the Children's Digital Media Center at Los Angeles. She took two groups of sixth graders. One was told, live your lives. Go to school, text, and watch TV, and play video games as much as you want. The other group was sent to an outdoor camp in the California mountains. 5 days, no electronic devices. At the start of the week, and again at the end, both groups were given a pair of tests to measure how well they pick up on someone else's emotions. The first test involved quickly showing the students photographs.
Adult faces and kids' faces, high and low intensity of four emotions, and we asked the kids to identify the emotion.
Happiness, fear, anger, or sadness. The kids also watched videos of staged scenes. Someone gets a sweater they don't like and has to fake a thank you. In another, two young actors gossip. Since the dialogue would give away the emotions, the sound has been garbled like a Peanuts cartoon. What happened? Again, researcher Yelda Uhls.
We found that in just 5 days, kids who were at the camp got significantly better at recognizing emotion than the kids who were at school.
Those results raise some serious red flags about kids' technology consumption, especially when so much of their screen time is spent texting. Patricia Greenfield co-authored the study with Uhls and is director of the Children's Digital Media Center at Los Angeles.
Interacting with other people by text does not develop your social skills. You have to be around people and be interacting in person.
Before you rush your kids off to a mountain retreat, some caveats. The experiment was small, roughly 100 students, and again, it was just 5 days. Also, cutting out screen time probably won't by itself improve anybody's social skills. The camp kids showed improvement, not just because they cut out the screen time, but because they replaced it with face-to-face time, working with and relating to their classmates. And lest you think the study's lead author, Yelda Uhls, is some kind of anti-tech crusader.
I used to be a senior vice president at MGM making movies. I love movies, but there needs to be a balance.
For parents, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends capping screen time at 2 hours a day for kids 3 and older. But finding that balance gets trickier if you're a school principal, because not all screen time is spent texting or playing video games. Some of it's good.
We have a design class where they imagine a product, they design it, and we have a 3D printer where they then create it. I mean, there's amazing things going on that's preparing them for the world they're going into. That's how things are going to happen.
That's Brad Zacuto, head of Westside Neighborhood School in Los Angeles. Later today, on All Things Considered, I'll have the story of Zacuto's pretty radical technology policy. He takes kids' smartphones at the door, but gives them iPads in class. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.